Sunday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. That was just Clogs, who was started by Bryce Desner, whose other band is The National. And The National is stellar. It's like, I want to get lullabied to that every night, ever. That man's voice is so captivating. Anyway, so that was Clogs. That was super. And yeah, that's it for this week of Mantis Cabinet. I will talk at you guys next week if anyone was listening. I don't know. Doesn't really matter. And the last track I have was from Little Whore Records Presents. This, the only description I have of this, but this is awesome, is this threesome, so I'm already hooked into it. Create laid-back, beatnik-type music. No vocals, just instrumentals. Sounds exciting to me. I will see you guys later.
Welcome to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. This is your host, Robin. And I got a cool show coming up for you guys, of course, as usual, right? But I first want to ask if whoever is calling, whoever called in last week and won residence tickets, if they could call me back. And I don't have your full name. I have your number, but I don't have your full name. And I need that, so yes. If you're not listening, whatever. I have his number. Ugh. Mess. But, let me tell you what I am playing today. I got a lot of stuff, and a lot of them are really long tracks, and a lot of really exciting things. So, I have here the new Subtractive Lad album called Kindred. It's pretty cool. You know, I'm just going to take this time to read the whole bio here because it's actually quite good and really flattering. So it says, now 7 albums in, Stephen Hummel, Subtractive Lad, has decided to push his Subtractive Lad project into seemingly uncharted territory. Fans of his know that at any given moment his songs can thoughtfully veer into more classic electronic music territory. On previous efforts, artists such as Boards of Canada and Brian Eno have been name-dropped as stylistic signposts, but now such widescreen chillroom workouts are only one part of Hummel's big picture. He has injected elements of jazz, shoegaze, and even industrial into his works, and with his latest album, Kindred, he adds the Berlin School era of krautrock, to his long list of inspirations. He does so by utilizing more of the analog synth sound bed of choice of artists like Cluster, Ashra, and one of his biggest influences, Tangerine Dream. So he mixes all this up, and this is the new album. Okay, I'm going to play the fifth track first, actually. It's called Hello Goodbye. It's about 10 minutes long, so here it is.
We'll be right back. on News 101.
Right here on News 101.
Right here on News 101.
What motivated you to become a candidate in the provincial election?
The media portrayal of last week's protest that resulted in polarizing images of black-clad activists taking to the streets.
He was just explaining to us the reason why they wanted to show this film on campus.
The official stance is that we are for the Olympics.
News 101 reporter Brad Pepping was there.
By discriminating against homeless people in Vancouver, there's a disproportionate impact on Aboriginal people as well as people with disabilities.
I was pretty outraged. I mean, it is outrageous.
In-depth coverage from an alternative perspective. News 101 is Vancouver's only live, volunteer-produced student and community newscast, bringing you local, national, and international news from an alternative perspective. Tune in Mondays and Fridays at 5 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Live streaming and podcasts are available online at citr.ca.
All right, welcome back to the show. The next thing I want to play for you is by John Mueller, and he's a percussionist. Not sure if where from, I think from the States. And he put out this album called The Hole. And someone called it meditative. It's pretty minimal. John Mueller is known for his work with Pele, collections of colonies of bees, Volcano Choir, for example. Apparently his solo album, Metals, is quote, bone-crushing. I'm going to play one full track and then an excerpt of another. The fourth track is the first one I'm going to play. It's called Remembered. And then I'm going to play a little bit of the second track, which is called Hearts, just because I found it incredibly amusing. But don't worry if I cut it off early, because it's, you know, it's pretty much that for 10 minutes. And Remembered is one of the two tracks on the album that's played with a hammered dulcimer, actually. So I'll play through those for you.
Thank you.
Okay. So, this is The Rib. I am Robin, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And coming up now is another Subtracted Lad song. This is from his new album, Kindred. By the way, he's a Canadian artist. And the track is called Boy. It's the fourth track on the new CD.
Thank you. Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
This next couple of tracks, actually three tracks I'm going to play, are from a new album out by People Like Us and Wobbly. And I love, it's Vicky Bennett is People Like Us. I love her stuff. It's so, so much fun. She's sort of in the Plunderphonic vein with collage. She also works with not only in sound, but with film, too. She was actually here for a Vancouver New Music concert last year, and it was, like, really just blew me away. It was super cool. And her stuff is really, really, really fun. I couldn't find any information on Wobbly. I know Luke probably knows, so probably just should have asked him. But no info there. But I don't know. Also, if you're in Ontario this April, People Like Us is coming to play in a festival, the Open Ears Festival there. So super jealous. Kind of want to go see her again, but sadly I'm not going to be in Ontario. And, you know, I was going to tell you about some things going on around town, but I just closed that tab by accident, so I will after. I'm going to play these three tracks now. They are called, in this order, Naked Little Girl, Sheep Laid Out to Dry, and Partner. And this is from the album Music for the Fire by People Like Us and Wobbly.
Streets and walk about the hill, talking with the hill people. Let me lock the door and take the telephone off the receiver. And open the window while you lie there waiting. It'll be a long night, filled with things we need. They fall from your hips quietly. Starting down around your thighs, then gone. You slip out of them and become a naked little girl. Or will it begin and become a naked little girl?
Or will it begin important that those suffering from negative emotions
become a naked little girl? For a long moment, nothing happens.
Mm-hmm.
important. And yet so few of us enjoy what you are about to hear. It is important.
Let me lock the door.
Tests I can take? I'm ready to learn.
His partner and takes a look at the head that's going to be tapped.
Not forcing it.
The tapper comes alive in his hands, all over the top of his partner's head. Experience his head.
Forcing my words between my clenched teeth.
Move all over your partner's head. Take over.
We sympathize.
The person who's going to be slapped closes his eyes and experiences his face. The person who's going to do the slapping comes alive in his hands, looks at his partner's face.
what has happened to you.
So, don't trust your memory.
He begins to slap his partner's face from the inside. Slap with lots of vitality all over the area. Slap all over your partner's area. Painful, 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 painful.
Dropout Video Arts is calling for submissions for its March 18 Drop-In Dropout Video Arts Exposition at the W2 Storium, presented in association with Berlin's Bring Your Own Beamer. This will be a large-scale event in the tradition of successful exhibitions in New York, Los Angeles, Portland, Athens, and Austin. The only requirement for artists is that they bring their own projector. Interested artists can find submission instructions at dropoutvideo.com. The deadline for submissions is February 28th.
All right. So, some things that are going on that you should know about. Let's see. Well, first of all, Redrick Sultan is playing again at the Railway Club, this time on March 5th. And I don't know if you listened to the episode. It was early January. They came in for an interview. And they played in one of the January Saturdays at the Railway, and I went to go see, and it was like full. I've never seen the Railway Club so full. I've never seen a lineup at the Railway Club. I mean, there's got to have been before, obviously, for like, you know, maybe other Saturdays too. Who knows? But it was full, and they're going to play again. So if you didn't get to go or you want to check them out, they're really fun. And yeah, I'm definitely going to try this one. Also, Sonic Tonic, put out by Vancouver New Music, is coming up March 3rd, 10th, and 17th. And we've got three shows. Their first one is Lisa K. Miller and Friends. And she is a composer and pianist. She's working with Jesse Zubat and Evan Kang. Also, the Penderecki String Quartet is coming on the 10th of March, and that is going to be awesome. Tsenka Dianova is on the 17th of March, and she is a solo pianist as well. And those are the three Sonic Tonic concerts. What else do I have here? Let's see. There's a lot of stuff happening at CITR. CITR is releasing a record on February 24th, this Thursday, at Scratch Records, and lots of live bands. Let's see, the annual Homeless Marathon is this Wednesday, 14 hours of people-powered radio here on CITR. You should tune in. What else is going on? Around town, there's more. Sonic Boom Festival is coming up in March. You should definitely check that out. You can go to the website. It's at the Western Front. And Armory Schaefer is the composer in residence this year. And it's running from March 24th to 27th. Tickets are $25, $15 for students, or a festival pass is $60. And one more thing, Dusty Flowerpot Cabaret. It's running from February 24th until March 18th. From Thursday to Sunday, I believe. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yep, and Sunday matinees. You should definitely go check that out. It's $20 in advance or $25 at the door, and it is going to be an amazing show. It's going to be, let's see. Oh, actually, they have an article. They have a feature in the West Ender that's actually out now. So you should definitely go pick that out because I've seen one of their shows before, and it's just like, it's just overwhelmingly amazing. Like, just so much stimulus and so much color and just so much theater and music and just awesome visual stuff going on. So it should be really good. Yeah, so I'm going to play another track for you now. I've been talking long enough, I think. The next one is by a duo. The album is actually called Chamber Music. And it's Balake Sissoko, who plays the kora, which is a 21-stringed bridged harp, very popular in West African music. And then Vincent Segal is the cellist playing with him. I'm playing the fourth track. It's called Woye Nugnobin. Nugubin. So hard to pronounce these names. Enjoy. Thank you. Okay, what's coming up today? After me, News 101 at 5. 6 o'clock is Career Fast Track with Philippe. 6:30, Sir Throat's Clapping Hands with Robert. Exploding Head Movies at 7:30 with Gary. The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker at 9. And Canada Post Rock with John at midnight. And that was Monday. That is Monday. I'm already traveling into the future here. Okay. Next up, I'm going to play a long track, and it's probably going to see me to the end of the rib today. It's another Jandek, another Jandek album, Chicago Wednesday, double disc, and the track I'm going to play is called Red Skirt, and it's pretty cool. Also, if whoever was listening to my show last week and got the residence tickets is listening right now, please phone into the station. Thank you. Anyway, thanks for tuning into The Rib, and I will be back next week with more.
to do when I'm so blue. I feel this way. Shirt.